Well, it's time to announce our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. As you can tell by the music, we're going over to Albert Lea High School. And I don't know if we've ever given out the award to three individuals in the same week. I know I've given it out to a couple individuals, but never three. But like I said earlier this hour, when you go through the athletes for the week and you look at the stats and you go, you know what, there's no way I can pick this person and not pick this person, and in this case, and not pick this person. So that's kind of what I ran into this week, and we have three great Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week that we'll talk with coming up in just a moment. It has to do with their success at the Rumble on the Red in Fargo last weekend. Tyler Vogt, head coach of the Albert Lea wrestling team, joins us first before we talk with our Athletes of the Week. And Tyler, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Tyler, before we talk about the three individuals, give me your thoughts on the Rumble on the Red. If I remember correctly, 79 teams competing. Your team took a seventh place, which I'm sure as a head coach, you are ecstatic with that finish because we know how good that competition is.
Yeah, it's a really tough tournament. A lot of teams that have good rosters are up there wrestling. And for us to finish seventh, I thought that it was a great weekend for us. All of our guys were wrestling hard and we were finishing both days out on a high note. Couldn't be prouder.
Now, we do want to mention, when we get to these individuals, so this is the first time Albert Lea has had multiple people win the Rumble on the Red. So we've never in the history, the long history of Albert Lea wrestling, had two or more individuals win their respective weight class. Is that what I'm seeing? Does that sound right?
Yep, that's correct.
Wow. And the first time Albert Lee's had a multi, that means 2 years, of winning the championship. I mean, what a great week up there in Fargo, the Rumble on the Red. We're going to start talking about the guys, and I'm going to get your thoughts on all three of these individuals. Again, the team took seventh out of 70-plus teams and brought home three championships, and all these guys are Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. Let's start with Michael Olson. He went 4-0 at the tournament. He's the returning champion, the first time that, again, a Tiger wrestler has won the Rumble on the Red more than once. Michael's done it twice now. And is Michael a junior?
Yep, Michael's a junior.
So he's got one more year to go. He can make it three times up there at the Rumble on the Red. Talk about Michael Olson as a wrestler, as a person, and also talk about how dominating he was in his performance last week.
Well, Mike, he just went up there and took care of business, and he's been doing everything that we've been asking him to do. He's been lifting. He's been getting stronger. He's been wrestling. Everything that you're hoping to see out of a wrestler, he's been exemplifying.
Michael Olson at 113, one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. Logan Davis also brought home a championship from the Rumble on the Red, 120-pound wrestler. What age is Logan?
Logan's a sophomore.
So Logan, a sophomore. He went 4-0. And Tyler, talk about his couple of days wrestling up there in Fargo.
Logan's a lot of fun to watch. And he was feeling very confident. And he was finishing all of his matches very, very well. And he even had an opportunity to avenge a previous loss that he had this season. It was very fun to watch, very fun to see.
So revenging that loss, did that come in the championship at all?
Yep, it was in the championship.
And who did he beat?
He beat Jacob Aho from Forest Lake.
Okay, so that makes the title even that much sweeter.
Yeah.
Logan Davis, again, first place at 120. And then Brody Ignashevsky, who is a part of Albert Lea Area Wrestling. He goes to Alden Conger. He had to go 5-0. He took first place at 126. So Brody had to win one more match compared to Michael and Logan. Talk about his journey to winning the Rumble on the Red title.
Well, Brody was the third or fourth seed, I believe, and he had a couple close matches. But again, he's wrestling with a lot of confidence, and he was finishing all of his matches, wrestling at the end of each period. It was great. He was wrestling very hard, and it was really great to watch.
Tyler Vogt, head coach, Upper Lee Wrestling, joining us here on Kate Radio, talking about our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. And before we talk to each of those guys, Tyler, I just want to get your thoughts on last night's two duels. Your team goes over to Rochester, picks up a couple of Big Nine Conference wins. You take down the host team Century, and you kind of cruise by John Marshall. Your thoughts on the two wins last night?
Yeah, it was a great two duels. Guys were doing everything that we'd want to see, right? We go out and have opportunities to score a bonus, and we're going out there and scoring a bonus. And if there's ever a match where maybe we're not going to come out on top, we were wrestling to save bonus points, right? And that's what I feel like the best dual teams do.
Albert Lee Wrestling, where are you guys at dual meets right now, and also when it comes to the conference record?
So we're 2-0 in the conference, and we're 4-1 currently.
And, you know, I got to ask you one more question. Eden Prairie, that's the tournament tomorrow. I'm assuming a lot of good competition up there in the cities.
Very good competition. Waconia is going to be there. Scott West will be there. Big Lake will be there. Eden Prairie, they got a very good team this year. I think there's about 13 teams that are going to be up there. And I'd say that 5 or 6 of them are either ranked in the state or in the lean and mean.
Tyler Vogt, head coach, Upper Lee Wrestling Team. You wrestle the best in the state. It only gets you better, and they'll be at Eden Prairie coming up tomorrow morning. Tyler, thank you so much for the time. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll have you hand it over to whatever guy wants to jump on the phone first.
Well, we'll just go smallest to biggest.
Okay. Sounds good. Michael Olson at 113. Again, back-to-back. Rumble on the Red Championship. So, Michael, a good afternoon. Congratulations on being a back-to-back year Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Yes, thank you for having me on today and talking to the wrestling team.
Now, Michael, you love Fargo because that's where you're going to go wrestle when you graduate, not this year, but next year. How much fun is it wrestling up there at the Rumble on the Red? I mean, there's so many mats. There's so much great competition. I'm assuming you just love to compete up there, and you can feel maybe the energy from the crowd when you're wrestling up in Fargo.
Yeah, for sure. I've loved competing up there since I was little. There's always been this tournament up there that competed at, and I just love the atmosphere in the dome and just in the city. And had some of those coaches, Matt Side, cheering me on, giving me some pointers before and after matches, and that was just gives me some confidence just being in my future home and knowing that's where I'm gonna be. So,
Michael Olson going to North Dakota State again after he graduates, just a junior this year. I guess, a quote from you talking about why you chose North Dakota State. And instead of repeating that quote, I'll just ask you the same question. Why did you choose to go be a Bison after you graduate?
I mean, big part of it is just the atmosphere I feel up there. I wrestle there past couple years and every summer, and I love it up there. Coaches, especially lightweight coaches, they got them. Three guys that are rolling with the lightweights every day, coaches that are high level, high success coaches that all bring different, all come from different places. They all have different styles of wrestling, and they all come together to give a little bit of everything to the kids for what they need. And that's just something I was really looking for, and I think they're going to be able to help me get to the highest level possible. So those lightweight coaches are really what stood out to me when looking at schools.
Michael Olson, one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. And Michael, where does the record sit so far this year for you?
I think I'm about 15-3.
Okay.
Took a couple close losses at the first couple tournaments, all in double and triple overtime, some low scoring matches. Didn't necessarily, just kind of getting off this season, feeling some things out still, but feeling good right now, and ready for the rest of the season. So
state champion last year, Rumble on the Red champion coming into this year in the off season, and we know that you're a complete wrestler, but where did you maybe put in some extra work in the off season? If there's things that you still want to get better at or fine tune when it comes to wrestling, what are some of those things that maybe you've been working on a little bit harder in the off season going to this year?
Yeah, definitely working on just all my wrestling skills. You can obviously always get better in position, and just keep sharpening those skills that you work on every day in season, but just making sure I'm wrestling a couple times out of season and just getting stronger somewhere where I really need to improve on. That'll lead to, I think, a little bit more success in my wrestling, but just getting stronger and keep wrestling. And obviously strength and endurance workouts will come with that. And I think I did a decent amount of that this summer, and that's helped me improve a lot. So,
Michael Olson, junior wrestler, one of our Produce Day Bank Athletes of the Week. And Michael, before I let you go, just remind everybody what other sports and activities that you're involved in, and talk about your family as well.
Yes, my mom is Sarah Olson, dad is Reed Olson, and then I have a brother, Alex Olson, and younger sister, Maggie Olson, that also wrestles. I play soccer in the fall, sing in the choir at school, and play baseball also in the spring. So,
you keep yourself busy.
Yes, very.
And does Maggie ask you for tips when it comes to wrestling? She went 4-1 in the girls' division, took third at the Rumble on the Red. How much advice does she look to her big brother for?
Oh, a lot. A lot, I like to say. Sometimes I might come at her a little too quickly after her matches with the advice she needs. But, yeah, I'm always trying to help her out, and she listens most of the time. So, yeah, but good weekend for her up there, too.
Michael Olson, one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. Michael, always a pleasure to talk with you. Congrats on the award, and keep things going this season, okay?
Yes, sounds good. Thank you.
We'll have you hand the phone over to Logan Davis at 120. Again, he took first place as well at the Rumble on the Red, the first time Albert Lee has had multiple winners at the Rumble on the Red at the same tournament. And Logan joins us. Logan, congratulations on being one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me, too.
Now, let's talk about your experience up at the Rumble on the Red. Just kind of walk through maybe some of your matches that led to you capturing a title at 120.
Well, my first match, I pinned my first kid in first period. And then second match, I got my heart pumping a little bit. it took a little turn there, but we ended up on top. So, and then my semifinals match, I wrestled a pretty good kid from North Dakota. I ended up beating him 5-2, I believe. And then my finals match, I was feeling pretty good. I wrestled Jake Bajo from Forest Lake. I came out on top 3-1, took him down in the first period, rode him out for the rest of the period, and then we both got escapes for 1 point. So, yeah, I felt pretty good during the match. Wrestled pretty hard.
Yeah, your coach was saying that was a revenge matchup that you had lost to him earlier in the season. What was the score the first time around?
It was also 3-1.
But this time the 3 was in the good spot. Right?
Yeah.
It was in the right spot.
Yep.
How did you do at the Rumble on the Red last year?
I didn't wrestle at the Rumble on the Red last year. I was sick.
So was this your first appearance at that tournament?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, this is my first appearance in high school.
Oh, wow. So you're 1-0 at the Rumble on the Red. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Logan, what makes you a good wrestler? Where would you say your strengths are when it comes to being a wrestler?
Well, I think on my feet, I'm pretty I think I'd say I'm pretty good on my feet, you know. I'd say I'm pretty good on bottom. I don't really get held down too much. Got a couple weaknesses on bottom, but usually it's pretty good.
And you're only a sophomore, correct?
Correct.
Now, we have to talk about, like, I talk with Michael and, you know, his sister Maggie as a wrestler. I mean, you have influences when it comes to brothers in your family, correct?
Yep. My brother wrestled. He graduated last year.
And how big an influence? That was Carter, correct? No, not Carter.
Cameron Davis.
Cameron. That's right. Cameron Davis. What kind of influence does your brother maybe still have on you? And does he keep giving you advice, even though he's not, you know, at high school anymore?
Yeah, every day we'd come home and he'd always have a new move for me or something to show me. Always pushing me to be better.
Logan Davis, one of our Produce Day Bank Athletes of the Week. And Logan, besides wrestling, what other sports and activities are you involved in?
I play baseball in the summer and the spring, and I love hunting and fishing.
Okay. If you're going fishing, what are you fishing for?
Bass, usually.
Okay. What's the biggest bass you've caught?
5 pounds and 9 ounces.
Wow. And what lake was that at?
That's a secret.
Okay. You know what? I was waiting for the answer. That's a good answer from a fisherman. I figured you would not tell me where you found that big bass. That's good. Your family has taught you well. Logan Davis with us here on Kate Radio. And again, you mentioned your brother, Cam. Talk about the rest of your family, your parents, and any other siblings you might have.
My mom is Jody Davis, and my father is Kevin Davis.
And Cameron, your lone sibling?
Yep.
Logan Davis again. Only a sophomore, won the Rumble on the Red his first year at varsity. 120, a Rumble on the Red champion last week. Logan, thank you so much for the time. Continued success this year, and congrats on being one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week.
Yep, thank you for having me.
So one more to get to. Again, 3 Athletes of the Week because Albert Lee had 3 champions at the Rumble on the Red, the first time in Albert Lee wrestling history having multiple winners at that event. At 126, Brody Ignashevsky, who goes to school at Alden Conger. And Brody, congratulations on being an Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, Brody, just like I talked with Logan, kind of a breakdown, your matchups. Like your coach said, you were like the 3rd or 4th seed. So you had to wrestle 5 matches instead of the other guys who won 4 to bring home the title. Talk about your road to the Rumble on the Red Championship.
Yeah, I didn't get a bye like the first 2 of their first matches, but my first one that I had is, I didn't wrestle my best, but got a high major. I should have texted him or pinned him, but same with my second match, is another high major. And then my third kid I had, I knew he was going to be tough, very strong, and I was able just to capitalize on some big point moves to get another major. And then my semifinals match, I knew this kid was strong and good on top and stuff like that. So I just tried to wrestle smart and wrestle my match and was able to come out on top. I think it was 3-1. And then my finals match, I've never wrestled the kid. I knew he was good and was able to just kind of wrestle smart, get an early takedown, was able to ride, and then had good defense and got one more takedown to seal it.
5-0. At 126, Brody Ignashevsky, also a Rumble on the Red champion. And Brody, was this your first time competing in that tournament, or did you get a chance last year?
I had a chance last year, yeah.
And how'd things go last season?
It didn't go as well. I think I went 2-2.
So what do you think, and again, it's an elite tournament with so many great wrestlers, so a big improvement from last year. Where do you think your wrestling has improved? Where do you think you are better compared to last season?
I've been hitting the weight room a little hard this summer. I did, so that's helped. And then just my teammates around me that I've been able to practice with has helped me train in better condition and felt better out there this year.
So when you won the championship and you're standing there on the floor of the Fargo Dome in Fargo, North Dakota, what's going through your mind? I can't imagine, you know, the joy and just being ecstatic winning that title.
Yeah, it was a big win for me. It felt awesome to be up there. I haven't really won a big tournament in high school yet. So it was awesome being up there and just felt accomplished and happy that I was able to get it done.
Brody Ignashevsky. Now, Brody, you are a sophomore?
Yep.
Sophomore with Albert Lea Area Wrestling. And Brody, besides wrestling, what other activities in a sports are you involved in?
I'm in football and baseball. My other two sports, yeah.
And out of those sports, I assume wrestling your favorite or maybe not?
Yeah, I'd say it's between wrestling and football are my top two.
Gotcha. And Brody, tell us about your family, who your mom and dad are, and if you have any siblings.
My mom is Christy Ignashevsky, and my dad is John Ignashevsky. My brother is Trent Ignashevsky, and my sister is Mallory Ignashevsky.
Brody Ignashevsky with us, a Purdue State Bank Athlete of the Week. And I forgot to ask Logan this question. Brody, where's your record sit right now on the season?
I think I'm 15-5.
Remarkable record. And again, the season is just getting started for Albert Lea Area Wrestling. They're going to be in Eden Prairie tomorrow. Brody Ignashevsky, again, a Purdue State Bank Athlete of the Week. Brody, congrats on the title up in Fargo. Thank you so much for the time. Wish you success the rest of the season, and congrats again on being a Purdue State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.